I would like to open the Bible and read in John chapter 8, starting with verse 13. On my Bible, it is on page 1279. 1279. John chapter 8, starting with verse 13. Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 30, says so. As he spoke these things, many believed on him. Jesus, therefore, said to the Jews who believed him, If ye abide in my word, ye are truly my disciples. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed and have never been under bondage to anyone. How sayest thou, ye shall become free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say to you, everyone that practices sin is the bondman of sin. Now, the bondman abides not in the house forever. The Son abides forever. If therefore the Son shall set you free, ye shall be really free. I like to express a little things which God put in my heart for tonight from here. I remember last time when I've been here, God put in my heart to speak about to choose the life. I reckon most of you will remember. It was from Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. It's very easy to remember because it's 29, 29. Just remember the book Deuteronomy. Choose life and you'll live. Now, God put in my heart to speak about freedom. And freedom, as we know, every one of us, it is a big issue in the world. Freedom. Lord Jesus said, as he spoke these things, many believed on him. I have a few questions, or I may have some questions tonight, and I would like to have a little deeper look in this chapter, in this passage. And I would like to ask you, no, first of all, let's say that we have two kind of people here. As Lord Jesus spoke towards people, many believed on him. This means that some, or many others, didn't believe on him. There are two categories of people. The one who believe on him and the one who don't believe on him. I would like to ask you this evening, from which side are you? Are you the one who believe on Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you the one who don't want to believe on Lord Jesus Christ? I don't want to speak so much about the one who don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I would like to focus much more. We may do that another time, God willing. But I would like to focus a little bit much more on the side that many believed on him. And I'm so happy and glad because we have these words here recorded. And said, and as he spoke these things, many, they weren't just a few, they weren't just, you know, numbers. They were many who believed on him. I would like you to be amongst these many. It is very interesting that when Lord Jesus speaks, many will believe on him. Jesus therefore said to the Jews who believe on him, So he focused also very much to the one who believe on him. Obviously, he wanted to make them to understand his word. What he said, we have recorded here, and it is very interesting. And I like to share with you. Jesus therefore said to the one who believe on him, "If ye abide in my word," if ye abide in my word. It is very interesting. Many people will come to believe on Lord Jesus Christ, but not so many people will abide in his word. What does it mean, abide? For my understanding, it is when you stay in his word, when you remain in his word, or when you live. I was looking in the vocabulary because I like to understand much better the British words. And it says also, abide, it's equal, living. Wow, that's very interesting. So it is very good, it is very well when you start to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. But it's very important to stay in his word. What does it mean for you and for me? It means that we are going to be faithful to his word. And we are going to do what he said. It may not be so easy in the beginning. But as we discussed today, the Bible reading, we found that slowly, slowly, we grow in faith. And Lord Jesus, it is very interesting. Lord Jesus said after this, "If ye abide in my word," and I don't want to say so much about if or not if, because Lord Jesus doesn't force anyone. You are free to choose this one, about the freedom. You are free to come to him. You are free to choose to stay in his word. You are free to abide in his word. And further on it says, "And ye shall know the truth." Maybe you want to understand everything in once. As you start to believe on Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you want to understand Lord Jesus and what he has done for you and for me and all his work. It's not exactly like so. As we start to live with him, as we start to abide in his word, slowly, slowly, we are going to learn much more and to know the truth, as Lord Jesus said here. And then it is the consequences which says, "And the truth shall set you free," the things which we are looking for. Freedom. There are some steps to freedom. I remember that Brother Adrian mentioned here in the Friday Club that in the first war world, there were thousands and thousands of people who died. Why does he die? Why they died? For freedom. It is very interesting. You are going to die for freedom. And we are in this country now because of freedom. Because somebody died years ago. Another thousands of people died in the Second World War. Why they died? For freedom. I remember in Romania, when the communist collapse, I went in Bucharest in 1990, and on 22nd of December, and we were lots of Christians singing and praying for people who are dying. They died for freedom. And lots of, I remember like now, when we saw so many people on the streets in Bucharest, dying for freedom. Many bullets went through. I can hear them now. I was a little bit afraid at that time, but one of my brother told me, I told him, "What if someone will hit me?" He said, "Don't get away, just go straight and God will protect us."
And I saw many, many people dying for Romania, for freedom of Romania. It is that true freedom? You see, my friend, for your freedom in one country and my freedom in my country, somebody, it was necessary that someone will die. But for our eternal freedom, I think you reckon it was just one was worthy to die, who came from heaven to earth and died for us. That was Lord Jesus Christ. He died in order to give us freedom, to set us free. Obviously, these people around Lord Jesus Christ, they said, we are seeds of Abraham. We weren't in bondage. We are free from long time ago. But Lord Jesus said, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say to you, everyone that practices sin is the bondman of sin. It is a slave of sin. I would like to ask you this evening to think in your mind how many sins it keeps you in chain. How many sins keep you in a bondage. Lord Jesus Christ came to set you free. He came to die, to pay for you and for me, to set us free. And how nice. Because freedom is free. Freedom is free. We don't pay for this freedom. Just believe, as he said, as he spoke these things, many believed on him. Lord Jesus said, well done. I'm very happy because you believed on me. Now it is necessary to abide in my word. There are some steps. Abide in my word. Do whatever I tell you to do. And then, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It is very important how Lord Jesus put these words, because in Gospel, also here in Gospel John, chapter 14, I think verse 6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, will set you free. With another word, you will know me, and I will set you free. I'm wondering if you know him. Do you know the truth? I'm wondering if you want to abide in him. I'm wondering if you like to be free. In another part, I think in 2 Corinthians, it says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is no Greek, there is no Romanian, there is no Jew. There is no woman, there is no man. There is no difference between anyone. It is freedom. Don't let the devil to lie you that you don't deserve this freedom. Don't let the enemy to deceive you that you are not going to be free. Just coming to the Lord and asking him to help you to abide in him, to stay and to remain in him. Just that's the way to be set free. Another thing which Lord Jesus said here, it is in verse 35. Now the bondman abides not in the house forever. What does it mean? that the slave doesn't stay in the house forever. The son abides forever. The son abides forever. That's the freedom. If you are slave or some sin, if you didn't ask Lord Jesus to set you free, if you didn't pray to Him to take the sin away from you, you are not going to stay in the house forever. You are not going to be with God forever. But He said, the Son abides forever. If therefore the Son shall set you free, He shall be really free. I like this way. Because many people, they are just thinking, I am free. But they are not really free. They are going again and again to do the same sin which they have done all their life. Just think, this year, how many times did you fall in the same sin? Again and again and again. You didn't feel so well. You didn't want to do that thing. But you were so weak and you fell again. Think about last month. How many times did you want to give up to something that you don't like? Why? Because the bondman, it is not set free. But if you are going to come to Lord Jesus, if you are going to believe on Him and to abide in His Word, if you are going to start to read the Bible, and if you are going to know Him, He will set you free. And that's the real freedom. Just come to the Lord and tell Him, Lord Jesus, I need You. I need You more than everything. Come to the Lord and tell Him, I need You more than, what shall I say, secular music, which drove me away from You. I need You more than money. I need You more than food. I need You more than my girlfriend or boyfriend. Ask Him. Tell Him, Lord Jesus, I need You more than anything in the world. And He will set you free. It is the only one who can set you free. If you are going to ask Him, ask and it will be given. Knock and it will be open. He is waiting. As we sang, come and welcome whosoever will. He is able. He is able to set you free. He set me free. I had many problems in my life. I had many sins which I fell again and again. I didn't fail so well. I did cry many times. But I bowed down on my knees. And I asked Him to give me freedom. If you are going to ask Him, Lord Jesus, I cannot overcome this sin. I cannot overcome this problem. Please, come in my life. Come in my heart. And set me free. Recognize that you don't have that power to set yourself free. It says here in this song, He is able, willing, and on top, He is waiting now. You know, the Bible said, now is the time of salvation. Not tomorrow. We are not sure for tomorrow. We have plans for tomorrow. We have plans for next week, for next month, maybe for next year. We have appointments for another day. But we don't know if we'll reach that tomorrow. The day is the day of salvation. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait until it will be too late. He's willing. He's waiting. Will you receive it?
Will you accept him as a Lord and your Savior? He's waiting for you. He wants to give you the salvation. He wants to set you free and to set you really free.